Hi, good morning. Thanks for being here, and myself and Larry appreciate. Today is warmer. It's good. Thank you for that. Thank you for this opportunity again, especially Pastor Nigel and all the members, Brother Nebel and Bob. They're looking after us, feeding us, sleep well. Thank God for that. Anyway, so it doesn't matter, a few people coming, but it's all about our hearts. Amen. The Lord says that two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. So there are special promises for us Christians, so that we can best our faith or Christianity upon the rock that which Jesus, Him alone, is the foundation of our lives. It's a solid rock. Amen. And sometimes we get into trouble, like sickness. All these things is not ours, it's from the devil. Awareness and all this stuff, they are all for the devil. And when we submit to the Lord, and the Lord do them for us, keep them away. Amen? So we just get to the Lord and ask the Lord to help us. We submit our lives to Him. So our problems, our needs, all done. Amen? So when we come to church or whatever, not especially on Sunday, in Vanuatu, might be Sunday, a special day. It's true, but every day is a special day. Might be sometime it's like tradition. Keep this day to be holy, and it should be our lives to be holy every day. Yeah. So every day our Lord, though, our Father God is looking after us every day. So we thank God for that. It's all about, we have to enjoy the presence of God. We have to enjoy the blessings of God in our lives because we're still breathing. And some of David says that all things breathe, praise the Lord. We still breathe the breath of life still in us. Amen. So before we get along, I want to do the Lord's Prayer in Bislama. Yeah, you know that. In Matthew Gospel chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer in the Gospel. we read it in English, then I'll read it up. I try to read it up in Bislama. Yeah. It's good to hear what we used to talk about or to speak it out in Bislama. So that's good, because we're not dealing with the flesh, but we're dealing with the spirit. Yeah. So God knows our heart. might sometimes you feel that, oh, I'm not good enough. That's not good. That's not. But we are so special in the eyes of God. We are so special in the eyes of God because we are His image. We are created in the image of God. Okay, so in English, Matthew Gospel 6 from verse 9, it says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 We should be happy. The Lord is praying for us. Sometimes I'm not praying, but the Lord is praying for me. And He's praying for all of us. Amen. Very easy, yeah? Thank God for that. So in Bislama, you want to hear Bislama? Follow me closely, slowly. The first line, it says, Our Father in Heaven. Okay. Papa blomi bala long heaven. That's our Father in Heaven. Nem blong you itambu. Tambu bless blong you, it come. I mean, His kingdom come. Mo ting ting blong you, it come through. Or same long wolia, mo long heaven. The will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give him day, ya, all same bread blong light. Give us this day our daily bread. Yeah. Where's that? Mo ting ting blong you, it come through all same long wolia, mo long heaven. That will be done on other cities in heaven. Give him there all same bread long life, bread long mifala. That's what I said already. Mo forgive him all no good long mifala, or same mifala if forgive all naravalaman. Forgive our debt, our trespass, yeah, as we forgive our debtors, the same. Okay. You know, let me for la, I go long place, long haram no good. Don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us, okay? But you deliver him, deliver, which is at EM, at the end, deliver him, that's deliver us, deliver him, me for la, out long hand, long man, long trouble. Man blood trouble. That's the evil one. Yeah. Man blood trouble. Who's the oh Neville. Okay. The last line. From place where you stop it tambutumpas. That's in heaven, His glory, and the power and the glory forever and ever. That's it. From place where you stop it tambutumas. Tambu, it's holy. Tambu Dumas, more power belong you, is power. More glory belong you, is stop. Always no more. Always, all time. Ever and ever. Amen. Amen? Amen. 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 That's a good thing. Huh? Yeah, we enjoy that. The Lord is praying for us. He's in heaven. The right side of the Father of God. The Father God. Okay, so what we want to see this morning, short, very short, the book of Psalm of David. Well, I've got my glass here. Okay, Psalm of David, 1914. Psalm of David, 1914, it says, Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. These are the good things, because when you by yourself, no one else with you, so read the word of God. Read the word of God. There are good psalms. We've got a psalms too. Yeah. We've got the Psalms to praise God and worship God the same way as David wrote here. Someone has said that while we can't keep the birds from flying overhead, we can keep them from building a nest in our hair. Don't leave them out. Just put them here. Huh? Keep them in your heart. They're good things, okay? What we are going to see this morning, guiding your mind. How to guide our mind? There are three things here. Thoughts and temptation can come to our minds from many different places. In fact, there are three main sources. The world from what we see and hear, the flesh from our old sin nature, the devil from the spirit world. There are three things. Amen? You know that already. This for myself. Amen. So the world, from what we see and hear, many deception around the world today. When you see things, scrub your mind. Scrub your mind. By your hearing, a lot of time you tell the story about the world, but not about God. Yeah. So then they give you discouragement. So we have to be careful about that, to guide our mind. How can I guide my mind? So this, like David says here, that let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to your eyes, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the flesh from our old sin nature is in us. All in us. Our nature. Our old nature. So it's still there. The end of our old nature, end of our life, when we get into the ground. This is the end of it. Amen? So when we get into the Word of God helps us, keeping us to walk right to please God. Amen? And also to please us. Yeah. Because we are created special, body, soul, and spirit. They all function in one body. Body, soul, and spirit. So our old sin nature is there. It's not dead. And how we gonna cope with that? And the devil from the spirit world. We are in a spiritual warfare at this time. The battling is going on and on. But we are in the spirit. When we are in the spirit with God, then God is battling for us. It's not you anymore. It's not you anymore. To get a bush knife or whatever, to stand for the devil. But all our weapon is from the Lord. In Ephesians 6, wear the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wear the helmet, the breastplate, and all this equipment to protect us. In our Christian responsibility, it's just the word, by faith. And the faith keeps our mind away from the corrupting, keep us away from the depravity of this world. Amen? So we can mind the things of God. So we can think the way God wants us to live. So that's why Paul says in Ephesians, you have to wear the whole armor. How can I wear the whole armor? If we wear the armor, so like the army, we have to go for training somewhere to equip enough for the battle. But we Christian, this is where we can come and to build our relationship with God. This is where we can get our full equipment, like uniform. Amen? So we get the helmet and the breastplate and the belt and the shoes, everything, all in the books, in the Bible. Amen? To protect our mind, the heart, the helmet is to protect my mind out of the darts of the tricky of the devil. To come about in any direction can come. Amen? So the book of Psalm is very good. Psalm of David is one of the very good things that we can look through Psalm of David, because it get through some hard times, up and down. Get down deeper than coming up again. However, just because the thought comes to our mind doesn't mean we have to dwell on it. Unholy thoughts and challenges will lead to unholy words and deeds. We need therefore to cut them off short and replace them with holy thoughts. Make Jesus Lord of your mind, myself too. We can begin the day by asking God to keep our mind. When wrong thoughts arise, He will then quickly let us know. One easy way to stop it short is to say, Lord Jesus, you see the thoughts too. And we are not going to give it any more time or attention. And we, talking to Jesus has great stopping power. Our place hears it, the spirit world hears it. This kept us from carrying the thoughts on, coming under the false sense of guilt or condemnation. Even Christians will have wrong thoughts at one time or another, but Jesus can be the Lord of our minds as well as our heart. Amen. That's very good. That's how we guide our mind through the Word of God, through our faith, through studying and meditating the Word can give us right direction. Guiding our mouth, that's in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Eh? That's true. I give you some special thing, you feel happy about that, but if I give you some rough words and all this rubbish stuff, then you feel hurt. Eh? So death and life are in the power of the tongue. So words are powerful. We also want to watch our words. Words have feeling and meaning, and are very special, are very powerful for good or evil. They can hurt or heal. They can bring joy or sadness. They can build up or tear down. They can minister love or fear, life or death. Sometimes words may have little effect other than to waste time, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the days of judgment. Matthew 12:36. That's true. Well, keep the account. So that's a very good thing. And I know when to speak. Sometimes I say something I don't understand, I don't know. So I have to realize it later. Oh, that's rubbish. You don't say that. You don't do have to say that. So in our Christian walk, we have to build each other's life. We have to encourage one another, building up people. So that's our duty. Christian people, that's our duty. People who are sick, we can come and lay hands on them and pray for them and give them something that can feel better. Because the power of God is in us. Know when to speak. We have all heard the Lord warn us about our words and one time or another. Maybe we are about to speak, but the Lord said, don't say it. Eh? Sometime the Lord speak to your heart to give it out or say it out, but you don't do that. You just sit with it. Sometimes the Lord said, oh, you stop, don't say it. So we have to listen for God. Maybe we don't know at that time how important it was to keep the words to ourselves, but God did. At the time, the Lord might tell us to speak out, and he has said something in our hearts from his heart. God wants to speak through us to the people. Eh? He has said something in our hearts from his heart, and he wants his people to hear the word. That is the time to speak out in faith. Words from the Lord will always bring life. Beginning each day by talking with Jesus, with God, will help us to hear his voice. Through the rest of the day, this is an important reason for developing and habits of daily devotion. That's a very good start. So we Christians, we have nothing to do, but we just encourage one another and pray for each other and build one another and keeping warm as we are a Christian. That's the Christian duty. And we're so thankful for Pastor Nigel. Nigel is here with us, so he's always giving us good teaching the Word of God. So we want the teaching of the Word of God clear so that we can understand and live according to the Word of God. Amen? Thank you very much.